of
Yitzayin Amid Beis. Let us start again the sugya of Ein Zike and Yesh Zike. Mama Ravuna Marav Shemeres Yavam Shemeisa Muta Be'ime. That Yavama died, so the Yavam is Muta Be'ime, is allowed to marry her mother. Alma Kasova Ein Zike. So we see Ravuna Marav hold Ein Zike. So we had mentioned last week the machlokes of Yesh Zike and Ein Zike from Rav Shmuel Razovsky. He explains as follows. That is Zike, that there is a keshel between the Yavama and the Yavam. The shaila is of this keshel, this igud, is an igud stamazoy of kinyan, or there is an igud of ishus also in this zike, that the yavama is kuke to the yavam. He also explains that even though there is a igud of ishus, but minatoire, this ishus is not pekoyach to create an isa kreives. The isa kreives is also midarabonu. Rabbanan said, since there is some issues between the Yavam and the Yavam, so therefore, HaKreivis HaOsa. So, Rav Huna Marab said, that Shemeres Yavam Shemesa Muta Be'ima, so he holds that even though by issues the halacha is that if a wife dies, her mother is still also to a previous husband. This is Isach Amoisoi La'achem Isis Ishtoi. But over here, Shemeres Yom Shemeisa Muta Bimo. So the Gemara understood this. Why is it so? Alma Kesova Ein Zike. That Rav Huna Marav holds Ein Zike. That is no kesher of issues between the Yavam and the Yavam, so therefore there's no Issa Kreivis. So the Gemara asks, V'leima halacha kedivrei ha'omer ein zike. Why did Rav Huna Marav have to make a case of a Shemeres Yavam Shemeisa Muta Be'imo? Just say the halacha is like the man the Yama ein zike. So the Gemara says, "I have a omah hochi, have a mine, hani mili betray." The man the yoma that holds ein zika, that stavke, when there are two yevomim. So then there's a svara to say, we do not know to which yevom lemaisa she's falling. So could be in the matzev before yibum. Then I don't say that is a din of zika. Hani mili betray, avo bechad yesh zikim. But perhaps, if there's only one yavam, so we hold yesh zikim. So that's why Rav Huna Marav had to say a case to tell us that if we're in a case of chad, we also hold ein zikim. Let us see Rashi. Ein zike, zikas yivimtai shemeiso, lo yalime lemehevi kiharuse. It is not strong enough to make her for an aruse. Leheyosa ima olav mishim chamoise. There should be an iser on her mother als chamoise. Poleima haloche kedivrei ha'imer ein zike. Say the halacha is like the mandioma that holds Ein Zik. And who is this mandioma? This nan beperik achoilet, shemeres yavam, shekidish ochi ves achoiso shal yavama. There was a isha that was falling liyibum, and the brother of the yavam was Makadish Achoisa Shal Yevama. He married the sister of the Yevama. Vitola Hayibum Ba'ochiv. And now she's Achoisishtai, so he can't be Miyabma anymore, so his brother will make Yibum. Mishum Rab Yudah ben Seira Omru Oimrim Lazer Shekides Achay Shivem Toi Hamtei Milichnois. You should not make Nisuin Vishachois Zekukosahi, because your wife is a sister of the Yevomit that was skuka to you already. Hoyul Achash Nizkeka Achoisoi Loi Kidesh Azu. That means if an ish is an elve b'shas nefila, so there never is a zikah. But here, since l'maisa she was previously zokuk to him, la'ach oy la'ach sheniska chayso loy kidesh zu is sorich. So she's called a skukim is sorich lahamten. So he has to wait that she tishyabim hayevom la'achiv till the yevomim will become this yam to his brother, the pokazike, then to the yibum will be pokazike. For Omar Shmuel, halachik Rav Yehuda. And Shmuel said, we paskin like Rav Yehuda, that oimrim lehamte. Umidakoma halachim, mechlal de pligiyalei. So it seems that if you have to paskin like Rav Yehuda bem seirem, so it seems there are others who are chilek on him. But Omri ain't zike la'achim chshive lesser aleim krevei seho. That the zike la'achim is not choshuv to create an isa krevis. So he says, no, but we don't paskin like them. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So the Gemara says, if you would say, Halachi commander Yoma in Zika, I would think Hani Midli Lechshiva Zika, Liyais Asureis Kreivois, that there should be an Issa Kreivois Betray Achim. That is Dafka in that case where there are two brothers. Kshenovlo Livnei Shnei Yevomim. Goyni Plukte, Rabbi Yudav Rabon, the Kivin, the Lo Yediya, since it is not known. Kame Man, Minay Rabit, and to who is she falling? So that is not considered an issue that can create an isa kreivis. But if there's only one yovam, the vade yalei ramye, eime domye keknuse, b'ye also b'imom. So I would think then she is also... It is very unclear. We'll have another ha'orah later in the Rashi's, but how Rashi is machlef, how to consider the issues of Zika. Rashi started off by saying, "Ein Zika le'alima le'mehevi ke'aruso." So Rashi calls, that means if you would hold yes, Zike, so then she's an Arusa. She's not an Asua. She's not a Knusa. She's an Arusa. But ain't Zike, so she's not an Arusa. Then all of a sudden, Rashi here, when the Gemara wants to differentiate between Yavam Echad and Shnei Yavamim, so Rashi says, by Yovim Echot, Eime Damye Kiknuse, V'yeyosa B'imo. Then I would think she's a Knuse. And that's what be a svara to say that she's a Knuse. We'll go a little further. Rashi again says later Knuse. So the Gemara says, Vleimer, halacha, kedivrei, haimer, ein zike, vleimer, halacha, kedivrei, haimer, ein zike, afilo, bachat. There's a man, the Yomah, that holds in Zika Filo Bachat. So I would think that if he would say, Stamazay ain Zika Filo Bachat, I would think Afilo Bachayim is allowed to marry the mother. Kamash Malon, that Mechayim not, Shemeres Yovom Shemeso is Muta Be'imo. Why not? Kamashman lachemisa in mechayim loy. Mishum da'osa levatol mitzvahs yevomen. Because one is not permitted to make the yevoma an erve, because by doing this he's being mevatol mitzvahs yevomen. So memele, that is awesome. Let us see Rashi. Who is this man? Rabbi Kiva Komalei, Beperik Dalad Achim, Shemeres Yovom, Ein Yevomo Meifer Nedoreho, that her Yovom cannot be made for the Nedorim that she made, Leila Echod Veleil Vishnaim. What does that mean? Kleima. Bein Shenofla Lefnei Yovom Echod, Bein shenaflof neshnaim de korina bei isha. That means it says isha hafeirom. So we see that an ish, a husband, is a koyach of a foros nedorim. So Rabbi Kiva said that by zike, he's not considered a husband to be made from the dorim. And he says bein shenaflo lifnei yovam echot. So we say, afilu by Ezekiel Lechad, Yoso does not have a shame ish, a husband. So the Gemara answers, so why did Rav Huna Marav have to, create a case of Shemer Shom Shemesa, say, Aloche Rabbi Kiva, that we hold Ein Zika afilu Bachat. So the Gemara says, Ava Mine, afilu Mechaye Yevoma Mutabi'imo. I would think that even Pishas, the Yevom is alive, it's Mutabim. If there's no Zikah, Yod Ein Zikah, so there's no Issa whatsoever on the mother. Koidem Chalitza, filo before Chalitza. V'teitze a Yevom Lishuk Mishum Bas Ishtoy. And then the Yevom would become a Nerve. So Kamash Melon also Levatel Binosiv Imo Mechayim Mevatel Mitzve Legamri Meyibum Mechalitze. And by marrying her mother, he's Gansa Mevatel Mitzve Yibum Mechalitze. And there's an Issa also Levatel Mitzve Yibum. Zog the Gemara weiter. Na? We learned in the Mishneh, Yevimtoi Shemeso, Mutar Ba'achoisa. If the Yevoma died, so he's permitted to marry her sister. So the Gemara is Medayik Ba'achoisa in Be'imoloi. Now, Achoisa, Filu Ba'ishtoi Shemeso, is Mutar Ba'achoisa, because it says, Leo Bechayeho. So it seems when it says the heter of Yevome, so the Mishnah speaks about an erve that is mutter after Mrs. Ishtoi. Yevim teishemei say mutter ba'achoisa. So say mutter be'imo, it says mutter ba'achoisa. So it would seem ba'achoisa in be'imo loy. Because, the erve of Imoi, the erva of Imo is also filo achamisus ishtoi. So it seems we hold yes zike. So therefore Imo is also nachoisos muta because of filo by ishtoi. Ishtoi shemeis is also muta by achoisa. So Mo says no. Who had in the filo be Imo? It's not right from the Mishnah to be medaic that Imo is also. I did the tone reisha ishtoi shemeiso. Mutter ba'achoiso, the reish of the Mishnah speaking about Ishta Shemeso. It's mutter ba'achoiso, and there the din is ba'achoiso, and I will be moloi davele isura deraisem. By ishtoi sa alachemisosa is ima osamina teirom. Taranami seifa muta bachoisa. So it says in the seifa also muta bachoisa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, yivimtoi shemeisa muta bachoisa. Afilu ishtoi meisa muta bachoisa. Aboli imoi dagabi ishtoi asura aflacha misis ishtoi bivimti nami asura. So the raisa chamoisa sachmone le polig bein michaim bein lacha misa ke the polig bachoisa ishe ke the receive aleo bechayel. So bekitzer we heard so far of una marav holds ein zike and mishum lesser the zike Afilu Michayim, Bechaya Yevimta, he'd also be Mutter Be'imo. But there's another reason why he can't marry Imo Bechayim, because he's Mevatel Mitzvah Yevomim, Gosel Levatel Mitzvah Yevomim. But La'acha Misoso, so there's no Isa Bitl Mitzvah Yevomim, and now it's Zika we hold, Ein Zika. Rab Yehuda Omar, now Rab Yehuda is Chaylik and Rav Huna Marav, and he says, Shemeres Yovom Shemeisa, also Be'imo. He says that it's also Be'imo. Alma Kesova, Yeish Zike. So you see, Rab Yehuda holds Yeish Zike. So hear what does Rashi say, Yeish Zike, Zikas Yibum, Have Kiknusa. It is like Nisuin, Vayseres imo ala yovom mishum chamoisai. So here again, Rashi says kiknusa, not the way Rashi said before in Rav Huna that she's not even an arusa lesser imo. She's a knusa. So we have to understand why pshat in Rashi, why Rashi over here chaptan knusa. The mice here I found the Rishash is Ma'ira about these two Rashis. I mean, from these two Rashis, L'chayre, we could say that it is not Tushver. We could say that Rashi is going toward the Talos Chedushim in both extremes. That Rashi in Rav Huna Marav is telling us that Rav Huna holds that afilu, he holds ein zike, he holds afilu, she's not even an aruse. And Rav Yehuda that holds yesh zike, so he says she has a din of a knuse. She has a din of a knuse. Now we have to understand lamai nafkemine if she's an aruse or a knuse. If there's any nafkemine naloche, Gabi de Issa Chamoisoi by Arusa is also Osa. As we see Rashi says in the beginning, Rashi mentioned in Rav Huna, Le'alim el-mevi ka'arusa le'osa ima olov. So we see an Arusa is also Osa be'ima. Remember Rashi, Dav Gimel said also like that, that an Arusa is Osa be'ima. The Isa of Isha Bitoi applies by Arusa. Toises and Avgimel was Lucherim Mesupik in that if it's Tavke by Nesuin or Afilo by Eresen. But Rashi seems to say here, Rashi starts off the Sugye, that Adarusa is also Be'imo. So why you have to understand the Navkemina, why Rashi is saying in Rav Yehuda there's a din of a Knusa. Al koponim, let us go further. Rav Yehuda Amar Shemer 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 Isha Osobim. Alma Kesova Yezik. V'leima Aloche Kedivrei Ha'oima Yezik. Say that Aloche is, according to Man Yom, the holds Yezik. So the Gemara says, Hani Mili Bechat, I would think maybe only Bechat. Avo Betrei Ein Zik. With Samazay, say the halacha is like the Mandi Yoma Yezike, So I would say that this is only speaking about Pechada, but we say Ein Zike. So that's why he's coming to tell us. He says, Tam Shemeres Yovim Shemesa Osabima Fubu Betrei. So the Gemara says, Boki Pligi Betrei Pligi. The Gemara says, the whole machlokes that we have, if Yesh Zike, if Ein Zike, the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir and the Chomim is speaking about Trei. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir holds Afilo by Trei, we hold Yesh Zike. So it would have been convenient for Rabbi Yehuda to say, Alochik Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir, and we'll know we say Yesh Zike, Afilo by Trei. Hello. So the Gemara says as follows. If he would have said that Halacha Kabyuda Bem Seira, so I see he holds Yesh Zike, Hava Amina Michaya. I would think, just like in the case of Kabyuda Bem Seira, Kabyuda Bem Seira was speaking about that the Yevome is still alive. And she's still zakuk to him, partially. So then, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seir said, I'm in blei hamtein ad shetasa achicha maise. That's when the Yevom is alive. Avol la'acha mise, but when the Yevom becomes niftel, so then I would think, pokalo zike. Then I would think that the zike automatically becomes nifkam. And then afilo I hold yesh zike. The zike is only when it's oimed eslis yabe. But la'acha misa, but when she dies, so it's not oimed eslis yabe anymore. So I think pokalo zike, kamash malom the zike bichdi loy poko. So Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us. That's why Rabbi Yehuda told us a case of Shemeres Yovam Shemesom to tell us that Afilo after Misa, after Misosas also also Be'ima, and to tell us the Zike Bechdi Loipoko. Now let me elaborate a little on what the Gemara is saying over here. The halacha is that if Reuven is married to Rachel, and Rachel dies, let's not talk about a Yevome, and Rachel dies, so Reuven is also b'chamoisoi. That means he's also b'aim ishtoi. Even though she's no more his shviger, his wife died already, but the iser chamoisoi applies la'achamises ishtoi. Now, how do we understand this halacha? She's not a shviga anymore. So this halacha can be understood in two oifanim. One oifan, we could say as follows, that even though after Misa, l'chayre, there's no issues, well, let's speak about a better case. Let's say he gave his wife a get. He's still also in the shviga. He's still also in the shviga. Now, why is he also in the shviga? She's not a shviga anymore. He gave his wife a get. Afal pikein. There's still an iser of chamoisoi. So it could be pshat is that even though a get is matter the issues that came about through the kedushin, and now she's mutter to marry anyone she wants to marry, but there is some issues, some kuvah that is left over after the get. There is a relationship that remains la'olam void after the get, after Mises Ishtoi. And because, so therefore, so the shviga is always a shviga, because there's always a relationship between the husband and his wife, even though after he gave her a get. That is one way you could learn pshat. I once heard a santa vote b'shem going Ramesha Wilson Shlita. He said over, it is very interesting that Chazal learn out what is the makar that a isha niknes bekesef. We learn out kicha kicha misdayefra. So just like when Avraham Avinu purchased the Ma'oras HaMachpela from Ephraim, it was Bekesef. So, Anish is also Nikma Bekesef. So he said a very interesting Ha'oret. Why was it that Chazal, when they wanted to, or the Torah, when the Torah wanted to teach us how one is Koinan Isha, so the Malamed is a Kinyan and a Beis HaKvoris. It's very modern. You want to know how to be Koine Isha. So we say, let's see how you're Koine Beis HaKvoris. You're Koine Beis HaKvoris with Kesef. You're Koine Anisha with Kesef. No, we're not speaking about that Isha that's bound me mothers. That's not pshat in the Pasuk that you're purchasing a Beis HaKvoris. That is not pshat. So he wanted to say that pshat is that the Gzereshov is telling us that this is a kinyan adayad. It's not a mugbodik kinyan. It's not pshat. The ishus is only till the misa. The ishus is already lasid lavi also. The kesher that was created always remains. And that is would be very good with what we're saying now, that even when he gives her a get, or even when she dies, but there is still a sheiris, there's a kuve which still exists between the husband and the wife, and therefore that is why her mother is the losatim. She's still called a shviga. That is one way you could learn pshat. You can learn another way pshat. That's perhaps a machudish takeaway. But you can learn another way pshat. Why chamoisai is also la'acha misis ishtai. What is the other way? You could say that the issa of chamoisai is that a woman which was once my wife, so her mother is also to me, even though now she's not my wife anymore. But the Issa Chamoisai is, if there was one rega that she was your wife, so the Chamoisai is also loylom. That means the Issa does not have to, she doesn't have to be a wife now in order that her mother should be also. She was once a wife, Chamoisai remains also. So these are two ifanim how to explain the issa chamoisai la'achamisis ishtai. The first ifan is that we assume that even achamisis ishtai there is still issues in existence. So there's an issa chamoisai because of the issues which continue to exist, or the Issa Chamoisai is chal because she was once Ishtai. For being once Ishtai, the Issa Chamoisai, that her mother becomes also La'olam, La'ol Me'ad. Now, let us go to our Gemara. Our Gemara had a Hava Mine that by Zike, as soon as the Shemeres Yavam died, Shemeres Yavam Shemesa, I would think, even though we hold Yesh Zike, I would think, Pakalo Zike. Pakalo Zike. The Zike is Nifka. Now, and therefore, the Chamaisi should be Muta. So, let us learn according to both Pshat. According to the first Pshat, Lachayra the Gemara is very good. That means when a person makes a kinyan ishus, he's koina holegamri. So there, even though he gives her a get, even though she dies, something of the issues remains. So Memelo, that's why Chamoisi is also. But over here, the whole issues of Zike is generated because he's Kukali Yibum. That means there was no official issues made between these two. No pshat is, since there's a Zike lehisyabein, so this Zike lehisyabein generates and creates an issues. But now, that was Mesa, so there will not be a mitzvah Yibum anymore, so it could be this Zike, this Ishus disintegrates, Pokalo Zike, there's no Zike anymore, because there's no mitzvah Yibum to generate, to create this Ishus. Kamash Malam, the Zike Bechdi Loi Poka, it doesn't work like that. The mitzvah Yibum creates a Zike, and that Zike remains. That's an issue that remains. That's one way you can learn Pshat in the Gemara. And Rab Shimon and Simon Yotes, Tav Chavov, Dibra Masl, V'chein Mashme, it seems that's how he learned. There's another way you can learn the Gemara. We said there's a second way to understand why Chamoise La'acha Mises Ishtoi is also. So we said, we don't have to say that there is a continuation of Ishtoi after Mises Ishtoi. No, Chamoise is also because she was once Ishtoi. For being once Ishtoi, the Issa Chamoise remains. So here, Bemis, we have to understand, so what's the Havamina, the Zika Poka Bechdi? Zika Poka Bechdi, yeah, when she's dead, the Zika becomes Nifka. But why should he be Muta, the Ima, but there was once a Zika, so why should he be Muta, the Ima? So then we have to say pshat, if we'll learn like this, we'll have to say pshat, that zike poka bechti, that means lemafreya, it becomes nifka de zike. We had such a svore, when we said over in the Yerushalmi, the machlikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, that Reish Lakish holds, that if one Yavam gives Chalitza to the Chalutze, so all other brothers is an Issa Reish Yisach. So the Yerushalmi says Pshat in Reish Lakish, that we say that Igoli Milsalam Afreya, that the whole Zika was only to the Chalitz and not to the other brothers. So we see there's such an Inyan of Igoli Milsalam Afreya. And Mestome, that is also pshat. We just learned Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira holds. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira holds Yesh Zike. So Shemeres Yom Shkidish Ochim Esachoisa Shayevama. Betola hayibam beyochiv, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira says, hamtem et sheyasa achicha maisa. Wait till your brother will be miyabim. And when the brother will be miyabim, what will be? Why isn't she still called achoisa kukosei? If we'll learn that the Isar achis isha, if she once was my wife, so her sister's always also. So lochere there we ziche have to say that yibum is mafkiya the zikel mafreya. So the Gemara wanted to say, maybe we say Zike Bechdi Poka. Maybe we'll say Zike Bechdi Poka, and that we'll consider Limafreya, since it never ended up with a Yibum, so we consider Ke'ilu, she never was Kuka to him. And that is why the aim, and therefore the aim should be mutter. I feel if you hold Yeshzike. Is Kamash Malon, so Rabbi Yehuda is coming to tell us, no. שמרס יובום שמייסו אוסו באימום. מחויסו אין, דאפילו כנוסו שמייסו מוטו באחויסו. This is going to the Gemara further. Leima Messiah, the same Raya, Yevimtoi Shemesa Mutter Bachoisa Bachoisa in Beimoloi. That's what Rashi says, because Bachoisa is Mutter, because Afiloistoi Shemesa is Mutter Bachoisa. So Mor says, Loi, it's not Raya. Who had in the Afilo Beimo, could be Mutter Afilo Beimo also. Ba'aydi de tona reisha ishtoi shemeisa muta ba'choisa davke ba'choisa rabim aloi ba'ava lo yisure di eraisa tona nami seifa muta ba'choisa. Let us see Tosfos. Ba'leime haloche kedivrei ha'oimer ein zike. Now the Gemara erest akashe on Ravuna Marav. Ravuna Marav had said Shemeres Yovam Shemesa Mutar Beimo. So the Gemara asks, why does he have to tell us a protiistike case? Say the halacha is according to the man Yoma that we pass Kanein Zike. Perish Pekuntres. Who is this man Yoma? The Rabbonon, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, the Maisi Lekama. Later we're going to bring down Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. And the Rabbonon, Achoylika Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. The Midaposik, who are these Rabbonon? So Rashi said, I don't know who these the Rabbonon are, but Midaposak, Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. But if Shmuel found it necessary to pass like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, the Omar Yeish Zike, Bechlar the pligi rabbonon, and the rabbonon hold that shemeres yom shekidish orchiv esachoiso, he doesn't have to wait. He's allowed to make the suin right away. The kosh, so Taisvus asks Samir de Kekash. So these are, if we see a claw from Shmuel, that there is a machloikis, someone, schoilik, with Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, and he holds Shemeres Yovam Shkidish Ochi Vesachois, you don't tell him Hamtaim, so he holds Ein Zike. So say Allah is like that. The Kosh, so Taisus asks Amir de Kekash, the Dilma Baal Mi Sovri Rabbonon the Yesh Zike. Could be the Rabbonon also hold Yesh Zike. Aye, so why don't you tell him Hamtaim? For Hosom Shoru, there they were matter, to make nisuin, v'loy matzachi lahamtim shiyas ochiv maise, mishum dikidushin mafki zike, because the minute he married achoiso, so she became an erve, so she's not zokuk anymore to him. So that is why they hold you don't say hamtim. You don't say hamtim because there's no zike anymore. The kedusha was mafki the zike, she became an erve. And Tosfos is going to prove that al kolchach is pshat in the rabbonon who are chaylik and Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Where do I see this? So Tosfos says the choshev b'sayfa orlo peg beis the megillah ahi the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira yichidoy, that the Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira that says oimum lehamti that's a das yochid. What does the Gemara say? Did Daikinon, the Shmuel Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, Allah Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, the Daikinon, the Shmuel Chayish Lechido, we see Shmuel is Chayish for Adas Yochid, Midepostik Rabbi Yehuda. So Tosfos says, if we will assume that the Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim is Rabbi Yehuda holds Yesh Zike and Chomom Ein Zike, is v'amai choshev layichidoi, so why is Rabbi Yehuda called Adas Yochid? V'kama tanoim sovri di yezike. A lot of tanoim hold yezike. V'avashi daik mistam asris in the perek daladachim, so he say meresh yezike, v'avlo betreyachim. So, why did the Gemara say,
that Shmuel is chayish lechido because he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, b'mseir Rabbi Yehuda b'mseir zadas yoch. Elavadai, so kocho, you have to say, v'hid Rabbi Yehuda maide kulu, in the case of Rabbi Yehuda, even though we hold Yezike, a lot of time hold Yezike, but everyone holds, is permitted to make Nisuin. Why? They Kedushin Pokozike, because as soon as he married her sister, so she became an elder, so she's Oisukuke. Period. But besides Shmaiten, so what did Taisvah say now? Taisvah just said as follows, that Be'emison Afilu Yehud Yesh Zike, the statement of Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seir is Adas Yochid, and it's very debatable, because the Chachomim hold that you don't have to wait, because the Zike became Nifka, because she became now an Elva. So Taisvah says, "Ubesayv Shmaiten, the Matzrich Trei Mili de Shmuel." Shmuel said two memories. One memory, Shmuel said, "Shemeres Yovam Shemeisa is Mutter Asa Beimo," because he holds Yezike. Then he says, "Halacha Kav Yude Bem Seira." So the Gemara asks, why did Shmuel have to say both halachas? That also be'imo, and we pass Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. So the more makes a tzrichas. So according to Taisves, really the kasha finds sich nicht on. Why did Shmuel have to say both halachas? After I hold yes zike, that's what they want to say. The Chama most hold yes zike. But I'm choylik at Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira, because since it's Kiddush Ochi Besachois, it became Nifke the Zike. So Lechayre, the Gemara could have said this Tzrichese. B'seif Shmaiten, the Matzach Tremili, the Shmuel, O Yochel, Loim Yeshmini Yezik, Abba Mina Bida Rabbi Yehuda, the Kedushan Mavki Zike. L'taim Achina Ashkach. Gemara found a different soirech why to make these both psalm. Obeinu chanami. So al kolchoch, Taisus, al kaponim, Taisus here, amir de kikash. The tane that holds ein zike rashi, it said this is the chachomim of Abiyuda ben Seir. So Taisus says, these chachomim al kolchoch also hold yer zike. And the reason why they're choylik amyudim b'mseir, because they hold the kedushin matkezike. It's muchach like that, because the Gemara says that Shmuel that passes right amyudim b'mseir, it's a das yochid. In yesh zike is not a das yochid. So Taisvis maybe wants to let's say that let's not learn a Gemara like Rashi. According to Rashi, it's very shver. Maybe we'll learn a different shot in the Gemara. Bein laforosh tach divra yoyim ein zika heine rameya. Later we'll have in the sugya. Rameya holds ein zika. Dim keim ha koma hava min hani mili betray. Or rameya bachad nami koma dein zika. So it can't be rameya. Veleka lameima nami da heine rabi yeshua. That the Tane that holds ein Zike betray is Rabbi Yeshua. The Omer Yofel le'echad v'lo lishnayim. Rabbi Yeshua says that if a Yevom is falling le'yibum to two Yevomim, so then none of them can be made for 100 dollars. If she only fell to one Yevom, he could be made for 100 dollars. And Lochaira, what's the chilik? The chilik is, by chav I say yes zike, and by trei I say ain zike. So maybe the Gemara, what is asking, leima lochi kedivro yoima and zike, the Gemara says, I would mean hani mili betrei, I would bechad am rini yes zike, that's this Rabbi Yeshua. Haina Rabbi Yeshua, dama yofa la echad bo elishnayin.
So Taisva says that Beperit Aldach and Mukip Luktai Babad Bamaima Pligi Maima Koine Lab. The Gemara, even though it was a Habimin of a Gemara, the Gemara wants to say the Machlokes, Abekiva and Abishua is called Yesik, Ainzik, but the Gemara Lamaise feels always that that's not the true shot in the Machlokes. The real Machlokes is if somebody made Maima, Machlokes is if Maima is Koine, if Maima is not Koine. Akaponim, we're back to the Kasha. So who is this Tane that holds Ein Zike? Who is this Tane that holds Ein Zike Betray? Pieshloima Deinirale Lechalek Mishum Kedusha. So Tosva says the Gemara did not want to learn Pshat in the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold the Emerson, yes, Zike. No, they hold it's Nifka the Zike to that she became Anachis Isha. That means the more held that's not a svore whatsoever to say. Before we go further, why isn't it a svore? It's a beautiful svore. But as soon as he's Mekadosh Achoisa, so so her sister becomes an Erve, so that's Nifka the Zike. There's no more Zike. Why the Stasis says, they nirla lechalik mishum kedushin? Perhaps Pshat and Taisvis is as follows. If we hold Yesh Zike, so it comes out that the Yevome is considered, we have here two sisters, Rochel and Leah. Rochel is falling liyibum. So we consider to Reuven. So we consider that Rochel is Reuven's wife. Midin Zike, she's a wife. Now, Reuven goes, now the Yavam goes and is Mekadish her sister. So Be'emesin, if we hold Yesh Zike, so Yesh Zike, let it be a Rabbonon. The Rabbonon I consider Rochel, Reuven's wife, the Yavam's wife. But mid the Rabbonon, if Rochel is his wife, so mid the Rabbonon he can't marry Leah. He can't marry Achais Ishtoi. So how much Ishus is existent in the issues of Zike, if you hold your Zike, so lechayre, so that much issues prevents the issues of the achaisa to be chal. So therefore, if you hold your Zike, so you would still need chalitza. If you would hold your Zike, you would need chalitza. And you would say hamtein, because she's still a skuke, because she did not become, the Yevoma did not become an erve gemure. Why did she become an erve gemure? If there was zike, so her issues came first, so her issues is preventing the issues of her sister to be chal, so even this midarabon, but whatever it is, the issues is there, and therefore you would need chalitze, and therefore she's still called as Kuke, and therefore you should say Hamtein also. I think that is Pshat and Taisvis. That means if you hold Yezike, so just like Rabbi Yehuda Ben Seira holds, that the Kedushin is not Mavkiya the Zike, so the Chamim also hold that the Kedushin is not Mavkiya the Zike. Rav Yosef, the Korila Yechidot, so Tosis wanted to prove that that's the svar of the Chachamim, that the Chachamim hold that, the Chachamim also hold Yezike, that they hold that the Kedushin is Mavki Yezike, because if not, why does Rav Yehuda say, Rav Yehuda Ben Seira is a Das Yochid? Many Tanoim hold Yezike. Rabbi Yosef the Kol Yechidok Sovet the Kulu Tano Yisovri Einzik. Rabbi Yosef personally holds that there's no Tana that holds Yezik besides Rabbi the Bem Sefer. The last lady, the Ravashi, the Dachmas Nisn Beg Talad Achen the Yezik, does not like Ravashi. Dachenami Pligi Alei Hosom. Vechemash Me Bacholetz the Kori Rabbi Yosef Mishneh Shein Etzriche Lohodes nan yevomeshe meiso mutter ba'achoiso. It's not necessary to write the Mishnah. It's poshet. Yevomeshe meiso mutter ba'achoiso. So Taisu says, va'afagav the boile medik minom bishmaiten de yesh zike, that datke ba'achoiso is mutter, but be'imo is also. So why is this called a Mishnah Sheinet Tzricha? The Mishnah is telling us Yeh Zike, Elod Rabbi Yosef, Leboi Lameim, and also Shmin Di Yeh Zike, Shem Desava, Dein Zike, Lekulu Yalm. Let us see the next thesis. Avol Michayim Loi, the Osa Levatel says that Avuna Marav was Medayik Bo Shoinoi, Shemeres Yavam Shemeso is Muta Beimo. We hold Ein Zike, but Afke Shemeso. But Bechaye Yevimtoi is not permitted to marry Imo. And the Gemara says, why is not permitted to marry Imo? If he holds Ein Zike, why can he marry Imo Bechaye Yevimtoi? So the Gemara says, Mishum Da'osa Levatol Mitzvahs Yevomim. By marrying Imo, he's mafkiye mitzvahs, he's mavatal mitzvahs yibum v'chalitz. So Taisu says, v'afilu Rabban Gamliel, afilu according to Rabban Gamliel, the omari miyano moide hoche. Now let us explain what Rabban Gamliel said. Gamliel is speaking about a case as follows. There were two brothers that married two sisters. One married a gedoyla, and the other one married a ktana. Now, the Baal HaGedoyla died. So the sister, the gedoyla, this is Ishis Deiraisa, is falling liibum to the Baal HaKtana. Now, we're on a predicament over here. That means, Mitzad Echod, his wife, he's married to her sister. That means, Rochel is the Gdoila, Leh is the Ktane. Rochel is falling the Yibum to him. So let's say if we hold, Yezike, he's not allowed to be together with his wife. If we hold Yezike, if we hold Ein Zike, we'll see there's a problem. But we'll come to the problem in 1 minute. So the Gdoila is Zokuk to the Yavam, the Balaktana. So one Tana holds Melamdim Esaktana Lemayim. We'll solve all problems. We'll make a mitzvah of Yibum de Reis over here. We'll teach the Ktana to be Mamayim, so she's like her Ishus L'mafreya. So now he's not anymore married to her sister. He never was married to the sister. Now be Miyabim, the Ishus HaGadoylo, HaGadol. That is what one of the Tanoim is Choylik Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel says, you don't have to do this. You know what you do? No, if she wanted to be Mamayim, she could be Mamayim. What if she doesn't want to be Mamayim? Is Tamtin Ache Tagdil Peteitzu Mishmachisha. So let's wait till the Ktana becomes a Gdoila. And then the Gdoila, the sister that fell a Yim, will become an Erva. Finished. Now, how does, what happens? You wait till she becomes a gdoila. So what happens with them? When she becomes a gdoila, he has to be boyerul ha'lashem ishus in order for to make ishus derais and his wife. Before he was married to a ktana. So it's ishus derabonon. Lishon the Rabbanan doesn't make the Yibam an Erve. So Tamtim at Shetagdu, and then it'll be boil her B'Shem Ishus, and then the Gdoila that was Skukul Yibam will go out, she becomes an Erve. So L'Chayre, how is he allowed to be boil her when she becomes a Gdoila? By doing this, he's being mevatla mitzvahs yevomim. And the Gemara says, afilu chafuna marav said, afilu hold ein zikah, but also mevatla mitzvahs yevomim. So Taisvi says, afilu ram gamliyo dama miya na miyina, nim lav tamtama chetagda, that's the kashi, moida hoche, he'll be moida here, that stamaza, you're not allowed to marry imo. The shani hosam shekvar nesu aloy. She was already married to him already. So Memele, so then Chazal were matir that he could make the Kedushin the Rabbanan, not Kedushin the Reis. Even though the price that will be paid is that you've been vatal mitzvahs yevomim. But he's permitted to be mamshech the issues of the Ketan and make the issues the Reis. But L'chatchila to take ima to be mevato mitzvahs yibomim, that nobody holds. That's pshat in Rav Huna Marat. U'minolom, v'toyma, u'minolom, the sovereign ein zike, now they say it's a different kasha. How do we know that Rav Huna Marat holds ein zike? And that is why, after the yibomim dies, shemeres yovim shemeisa mutter be'ima, so the Gemara says, you see that he holds ein zike, dum loylam, yes zike. Olachamisa shorim ishim de poka zike, kdama besamach. Maybe he holds this for him, that as soon as the Yevama dies, so it's poka zike. And that is why it's mutabima. Vishloim edava bisha shas oise besamach tzrichese, the Gemara makes a tzrichese, I would think poka zike, ha emesu die zike, achamisa nami osa, the Zika loy poka. It would be maybe a shtikal havamina abalamaisa Zika bechdi loy poka. Let us learn the Gemara further. So we hear for our machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna Marav, Rabbi Yehuda holds yes Zika. Mosiv Rav Huna Bachia. We had learned in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said as follows. Our Mishnah speaks about a case of that there was an Ashes Achiv Shloihoya Bailome. There were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven died. And then Levi was born. And then so Levi is also Ashes Reuven because she's Ashes Achiv Shloihoya Bailome. And then Shimon made Maimel in Ashes Reuven, and then Shimon died. So the Mishnah says that the tzore of Ashes Reuven, I mean the Ashes Shimon now you have a Balas Maimel, and the tzore of the Balas Maimel is chaylatzes v'loy misyabemis, because maimer isn't kaina kinyin gomu, so therefore she's not a true tzoras elder. But the Mishnah says, so when is there a din chaylatzes v'loy misyabemis? If Shimon had made maimer and they shesachim shlohay b'elom, but if he wouldn't have made maimer in her, so then if Shimon dies, so Levi is allowed to be Miyabim, Eish Shimon. So the problem is, if we hold Yesh Zike, so Afilu, Shimon did not make Maimer and Eish Reuven. But the minute Reuven died, Al Taloch of Zike, we consider that Eish Reuven is Shimon's wife. So if she is Altsadin of Zike, so if she is Shimon's wife, Altsadin of Zike, so his other wife is a Tzoras Elba Midarabonon. So Philo, without Maimer, the din should be that the tzavosach lets us v'loy mishyabemis. And why did our Mishnah say davka yidei maim? That's Akasha and Rav Yehuda. Mosiv Rav Huna Barchiyah. We learned the Mishnah also ba maimer umei shniach lets us v'loy mishyabemis. Taimed avad ba maimer. Halloy avad ba maimer. But if he would not have made maimer, then you could be miyabim dishniya. Be amrit yezike. If you hold yezike, have you lot tzoras eishes ochim shloyalami bezike? So that she became a tzorah to the eishes ochim because of the din zike, she's Shimon's wife. So why did the Mishnah specify that the tzoras chalatz is only if also ba maima? Omar Rabbi, so Rabbi said it's not a kash Rabbi Yehuda. Who adin dafal gam to lo yovet ba maima shniyem michlet chol tziyivu milim beyam? Philip, he didn't make any maima. It's called a tzoras eshesachem shleilomi bezike and would be chalatz when he said bemis. Well, diktani maima lafuki bebe shami. The Mishnah is coming to tell us not that you don't make chalitza because of maim. You don't make chalitza because of yezike. He wants to tell us that if you look after maim, you still mechuyev to make chalitza. Lafuki mi beishame doma maim koine kinyin goma. And according to beishame, you'd be part of from chalitza also because this is the maim is koine kinyin goma. So she's an emesit zor herself. Kamash malon, we don't paskin like beishame. Let us see Rashi. Osa ba maima. Masnisani, this is our Mishnah. Mechlet scholz and noches. Oba yevumi loy miyama david tzores erve bezike. So the Gemara says that if you hold yezike, so if you look without maima, it should be yevumi loy miyama david tzores erve bezike. Shekshe nofla lefnei ochim. Koide moisai. When she fell to Shimon, before Shimon died, v'nizki koloi, and she became zokoktem, nasis tzore le'ishtoi bezike. So she became a tzore le'ishtoi bezike. V'ahava hashta achnochis l'gabei tzore tzervo b'shvil zike she'hoise l'achin bo, the zike that achin had enough. So the Gemara says, einoch hanami. The din chalatzes would be a fill if he didn't make maima. But we chapt on maima lafukim v'day shami b'perek taladachim. B'shami oim remishte imi v'luz teitze mishum achis isha. That maima is an isha's gomu, and if a yevome, the achoisa falls le yibum, she becomes a gansen mufka from yibum, because maima is kind of kinyin gomu. Kinyin goma, v'tehevet tzor esar, v'tif taraf min achalitze. It's kamash malon, but lafuki mida beishama. Let us see Taisvis. V'hai diktoni maima lafuki mida beishama. So Taisvis asks, taima, the ma tzorich lemisni b'shnei mekoimis lafuki mida beishama. The two Mishnayis, the both Mishnayis tell us lafuki mi beishama. L'kamon bepeirik dalad achim, kabi gimel achim, shnayim mehem nesuin shtei achoyis, ve'echod nosi noches. So there it says that one of the brothers died, so, and the nosi noches made maima in her, and now the nosi noches died. So tzorosos chalatzos v'loy mishyabemis. So there the Gemara says also, so we see that we hold ein zika, we hold yezika, why do you need that the nosi noches made maima in her? And full of the nosi noches didn't make maima, the tzoros elbe bezika. So the Gemara says, lafuki mi beishama. Become a rabash mo, do it in Avagabla, Yosaba maima, the Yezike. Or the Tony maima lafuki mi beisham. So, why do you need two Mishnahs to tell us how to give me Beisham? Bishloima, the Ilav Mishnah Yisere, Avedaikin and Masnisen Kepash. That means, if I wouldn't have two Mishnahs telling us the same halacha, so I would say different shot. The Mash Medavke Osabo Maima. So, Memele, that means from one Mishnah alone, I would say that it's Muchach from the Mishnah, you say, Ein Zike. And Davke also, but Maimer is Cheletzes. So that's why I need a second Mishnah to repeat this halacha. So the second Mishnah is Megala, that not Pshat is, that is Adin Chalitza because of Maimer. I feel that without Maimer, there'd also be Adin Chalitza. Al Zike, so the Mishnah's coming to tell us, I'll fuck you with Beishamai. The Rav, the Omar, Ein Zike, Rav that holds Ein Zike, so why do you need two Mishnayas to tell us Ein Zike? So, but the Mishvah, Rav, I mean, the Yesh Zike. Vilav, Mishnah, say, Rav, I'm reading, no, Kedos, but my Mala, fuck you with Beishamai. So now, there's a Mishnah, you say, so I say that, Pakel, that the Mishnah's coming to tell us, Ein Zike.